Hi, I'm Caroline Bell. I'm principal here at Sunfield, and I'm hoping to introduce you to some of the guys who are enjoying our youth club. This is a joint project between Sunfield and Hagley Roman Catholic School, and it's providing some social inclusion opportunities for young people with autism to practice their social skills with normally developing peers. But what we're finding is the guys from Hagley are getting a lot out of it too. I've got Charlie here, who's happy to talk to you.
I have a little quick time.
Okay, Charlie, I know that you're in a hurry. What do you look forward to about Wednesday afternoons when the people from Hagley come?
Well, it depends on what fun I have, really. Nearly every time I hurt myself, but I always recover quickly.
Good, and it's fun. And who's this who's trying to interrupt your moment?
Jamont.
Yellow. I play snooker. I pot in the black. I've got 27.
Demand, Jamont, my best ever break ever. Not 27. You'd be beating me.
The majority of our students have a combination of complex needs. So for many of them, autism is just part of their diagnosis. They've also got learning difficulties, often have medical conditions like epilepsy as well. We're really fortunate here in that we're able to provide not just very specialist education and care staff, but also a psychology and therapies team who are on site.
This is what, the games room up here? And this is quite obviously an important part of the afternoon.
Yeah, the kids like to be able to play football, basketball and things in here, and it's really good to see somebody like Charlie has got real skills in that area, so he is able to showcase his strengths to the other guys.
Dad, I saw you earlier at that Albion match. Yeah, and isn't it right, I met Les Scott.
Hello, Brad. You've got to know him quite well, I guess, over this. And a shared love of West Brom, by any chance?
Yeah, he loves West Brom. Similar the other day. Like, me and Charlie like football, and he loves football. So it's quite good. So we get to interact more. Charlie's great. You get to, like, play football, and he's brilliant, yeah.
OK, so what's your name?
Tom.
And your name?
Mark.
OK, and you two are good friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been coming along here, then, Tom?
Oh, a good 4 or 5 months now.
And what do you get out of it?
Just like the benefits of seeing these happy and everyone happy, really, getting along.
Good. What about you? Do you look forward to them coming?
Yeah, well, I love it. As long as it's happy, we're a good thing. We're having a good time.
Everybody seems really excited. Yeah. Is it the same every week?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Different activities, but everyone's like involved.
We do. Games room.
Games room.
In a corridor sometimes.
Yeah. Or we like just chill and talk to each other.
What was it like when you first came along?
At first meeting them, it was quite strange, not like getting.
Did you feel quite nervous?
Yeah, quite nervous actually.
They were scary, but then I got used to them now.
I'm Ben McArdle, I'm one of the assistant head teachers at Hagley. Our students are getting phenomenal loads out of this. They were at the beginning, they were very excited to join and they wanted to see what went on up here. But as time's gone on, the friendships that they've formed and the bond that they've formed is incredible. And they just talk every week, literally, are we going this week? Are we going this week?
That's great, because that's what they were saying from the other side as well.
Oh, real. Yeah, it's excellent, it really is.
And Caroline was saying exactly that, weren't you? You know, it's a big highlight for the week.
We could easily bring up 30 or 40 children every week. Word spread at Hagley, and there's a lot of interest to try and get up here and do more.